I'll officially say welcome to the Fruitless Patreon. We got Chris Barker. You know him. You love him.
Well, some do.
Some do.
Hi, friends. I'm Chris. I'm here again.
When you first came on Fruitless, that it was to talk about the invasion of Ukraine that was currently underway at the time. And, you know, originally we were going to do that 1848 episode that we did eventually get to do. But when the invasion happened, it was like, let's, you know, we got to talk about that. And then also, I mean, frankly, you're the friend I have who is probably like closest to actually like really qualified to talk about Russia, like at least academically qualified, because you have, you know, of course, a master's in Russian history. I'm saying all this in case somebody hasn't listened to that old episode. And
also in case anyone wants to come at me in the comments.
Yeah, that's right.
We won't.
So we thought it would be a good idea to do a follow-up. Originally, we wanted to do kind of like a two-year anniversary follow-up, but it didn't really end up working out in February, so we're a little late, but we're doing it.
It has been 2 years, so technically we're not wrong.
And a lot has happened in 2 years. And also, Ukraine has kind of fallen a little bit out of the news because there's a lot of other conflicts that have broken out in the last year, especially. And so I think it would be interesting to kind of focus back in on Ukraine. But the thing is, all these conflicts breaking out are so interconnected that we will end up hopping over to talk about probably Israel, Palestine, and Armenia, and Azerbaijan. It's going to end up having to hop around a bit.
I think there is an element of like chaos agent going on here, which kind of freaks me out a little bit. Josiah, you and I have talked before about how it felt like we were maybe in a 1848 situation. Mm-hmm. And then also how it maybe feels like we're in a 1914 situation. And I'm edging closer and closer to, we might be in a 1914 situation.
Yeah. Is it 19? Well, and that's always the tricky thing. Are we in the like lead up to World War One? Are we in the interwar period? You know, are we in? Obviously, none of these are perfect one-to-one parallels anyway. But it does kind of feel like, I mean, it just feels like shit's bubbling up right now. And I think the World War One comparison to like kind of what's slowly happening is maybe better, only because one thing I really got hit with as I was, you know, brushing over stuff this morning in preparation for this is how incoherent the coalitions that are forming really are. You know what I mean? And so like, you know, for instance, I mean, we can just immediately throw this out here, but like the strange attempt from, you know, Ukraine and Israel to kind of create an alliance when, well, at least Zelensky pushing for that. It does not line up with what everybody in Ukraine wants. It does
make a little bit of political sense on his side, since Zelensky is Jewish and he can, like, as the head of state of a country, as the Jewish head of state of a country, he can look to the one Jewish state in the world and be like, help. And thus far, not super helpful.
No, they haven't been, actually, because they've been flirting with Russia for several decades.
Yep. There's been I don't know if people know this, but there's been this very, and some of it is because Russia is, oh my God. I mean, they talk about Ukrainians being anti-Semitic, but like, do you know the reason why if you are a Russian Jew, you can just automatically get citizenship in Israel? It's because Russia doesn't want you there.
Yeah.
They have a specific like citizenship pipeline designed to get Jewish people out of Russia.
Yeah.
They don't want them there.
Yeah, yeah. Which is funny because like when Putin talks about it, it's really like, you know, it's like, oh, we love the fact that there's so many Russian Jews in Israel. We love that it's like the most Russian speaking place outside of Russia. You know, they frame it that way, but it's like, yeah, well, okay.
Yeah, but why did they go to Israel, Vladimir? Why aren't they in Russia?
So, yeah, I mean, all you can see kind of just the mess of this ideologically already. But yeah. Maybe like to build up to it, kind of like in the way in that previous episode back in 2022, we did the history leading up to the current, you know, to what was the current moment. Why don't we do the history leading up to the current moment, but like the history of the war, the last year and a half, 2 years or yeah. 2 years or more? Because I think if you weren't like a military nerd, it was kind of hard to keep up with. Like I went back and looked at a lot of maps trying to figure out what the hell has happened in the last 2 years. You know what I mean?
Well, you've got practice on this because you play Paradox games like me.
yeah, which made me an expert on geopolitics, let me tell you.
You are very good at looking at maps, just like me. Actually, I haven't played a computer game in like a month because my computer's been backed up with the move. So like this is literally for this is the first time I fired the computer up.
Oh yeah. Throwing that out there for anyone listening. Yeah, the reason that we ended up delaying this a little bit was because Chris moved. He's got a whole ass home now.
Yeah, I own $20,000 of a house, and the bank owns the other $150,000 of the house, and I retain the right to live here as long as I pay the bank.
Yeah,
until. You know, because the way
it's like renting with an end in sight eventually.
Yes, and also my rent doesn't go up.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good.
That was the biggest thing. We were like, fuck it, just buy the house. The rent won't go up anymore.
Yeah, so okay, so quick run over of what has happened. As most of you probably remember, in February of 2022, there was a initial invasion of Ukraine coming from pretty much all sides aside from West, you know.
Honestly, dude, they tried it everywhere.
Yeah.
They tried it everywhere.
Yeah.
They tried it from the sea. They tried it from the east. The only place they couldn't do was like Poland.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, like in those early days, it's like, oh shit, it was moving fast. It was going strong. There was a real sense that Russia was just going to, or like Ukraine was just going to get conquered overnight. But it slowed down. And then eventually by about April, Russia was focusing on kind of the southeast and Mariupol and that kind of area. And kind of continued to fight like that in that area up until like June or so. And in the summer came the Kharkiv counteroffensive and the Kherson counteroffensive a little bit later, which was, you know, Ukraine taking
a bunch of... It would be helpful for listeners to just like
load up a map
of your Google Maps for a second.
This was a preview for a Patreon only episode. So check out the show notes if you want to hear more.